the one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
Listen, welcome to this edition of the Sports Report Podcast, episode 41 of the Sports Report Podcast. I am your host and moderator, Mr. William D. Morton, coming to you Wednesday, prime time, baby. Oh, yeah, I'm so excited about being on 8 p.m. Eastern time. Very good to have you with us tonight. Got some callers scheduled to call in a few minutes. I know Doom will probably be with us. About 8:15 or so, he's going through some self-defense classes, I believe, or weapons training classes, something like that, he told me. Also, I have Steve Manderson from Sports Tuesday over on Blog Talk Radio, who'll be joining us as well. Also, Rage said he'll try to call in, so definitely got some callers calling in tonight with us, and you can be one of them. 706-993-4606 is that number for you guys to call in. 706-993-4606 is that number for you guys to call in. Got a lot to talk about this evening. Yes, a lot to talk about this evening. And I thought we maybe might be able to get Surfer on, but I guess not. We'll let it have Surfer on. This would be a time he could definitely do it. I know he can't call in on Mondays, so this would be a great time to hear back from him. But we shall see if he calls in. Some of the topics we'll talk about tonight on the program: the Pittsburgh Steelers look like they're going to put the franchise tag on Le'Veon Bell. Le'Veon Bell yet again. Do you guys think that's a mistake? Also, we'll be talking about Andrew Luck. Will he bounce back for next year? Look like he's starting to throw a little bit more now. We'll see how that turns out. If you guys think he may bounce back next year. John Gruden also said that people are taking shots at him and his team. Do you think John Gruden can get the Raiders back to playoff contention? Also, as we're about to do right now, the Louisville scandal. The ruling came down. The team has to vacate its wins, including the 2013 national title. Do you guys think that punishment was just or unjust? Let me hear back from you guys. 706-993-4606. Head on over to Rant EM Radio. Hit that chat listen live button. Get in the chat room if you don't want to call in. I'm in the chat room right now. It is myself and Captain Underpants. And Captain Underpants keeps going on rage. I don't understand why you have an issue with rage, sir. I don't get it. If you want to put down in the chat what's going on with you and rage, please feel free to do so. I don't know why. Rage has crabs. Okay. Let's keep this on sports, gentlemen. Let's keep this on sports. 706-993-4606 is that number for you guys to call in. 706-993-4606. Mark Cuban was also in the news this week. And see, I've been saying this the whole time. Mark Cuban's been talking about some tanking is the Dallas Mavericks' best option. And I've been saying this for a very long time. I don't like the idea of tanking. Hate that idea. If you do it for a lottery pick, okay, that's fathomable. Understandable, I guess. I still don't like it. But if you do it, take in terms of trusting a process, like the Philadelphia 76ers and the Chicago Bulls have now done, I don't go for that. I don't agree with that at all. Taking only works if you, it puts you in a position, but if you pick the wrong players, you know, things can go wrong. The player you pick get hurt. The player doesn't live up to expectations. And you got people coming out there spending that hard-earned money. That's the one thing you're not taking. You're not taking that ticket price. You are not taking that ticket price. No way whatsoever. You got people coming out full bore to hear you, to see you play. And as a player, tanking does no good for you either. I'm up here lifting weights, getting myself ready for the game. And we constantly lose in a state of losing? No. That just doesn't fly. Bulls broke up that whole team. Bulls start running a little bit. Miletic's gone. Nikola Miletic's just gone. For a bag of chips and a mop bucket, which they ended up releasing anyway. It just doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever to tank. I just don't get it. This is a sport podcast right here on Rant EM Radio. Number for you to call in is 706-993-4606. Greg Popovich was in the news, coach of the San Antonio Spurs, saying that Kawhi Leonard, his all-star, is likely out for the rest of the season. I know he's also unhappy in San Antonio. Is this going to be his last year in a Spurs uniform? Said doing the top 8, 1 through 8 each conference, doing the top 16 teams. I don't like that idea. I don't think that helps anything at all. You know, particularly if you are like the Atlanta Hawks, if you're Memphis, if you're in the cellar, in the bottom, so to speak, you wouldn't make it in the top 16 anyway. So why change it? Even LeBron James don't think you should change the playoff format. Let me get your thoughts on that. 706-993-4606. 706-993-4606. In a Facebook discussion right now. And people, I don't know how to gauge this. People are asking who's the better quarterback. College quarterback, Jameis Winston or Tim Tebow? Now, Tim Tebow is probably the most accomplished, but Winston didn't win a national championship. I think people are taking stuff off the field, and what he's done this year, it's. But when you ask who's the best college QB, it's that's on the field. And while Tim Tebow is more accomplished, Winston's not a scrub. Winston is not a scrub. And if you leave the issues off the field behind it, you will see that. But people want to use what's on the field. People want to use what he did this year in the NFL and call him garbage. But there you go. Somebody finally picked Winston to be the best. Somebody picked Winston to be the best college QB. He's in the league. Still, Winston's still in the league right now, whereas Tebow's playing baseball. But Winston has to get it together, or that may no longer be the case. Anything that you judge should be on the field or on the court. College is a different beast, particularly when you're dealing with the Louisville scandal, which we'll get into in a minute. But in this case, this should be kept on the field. Is Tebow a better quarterback on the field? Sure. I give you that. But don't act like Winston didn't show out and win a national title. Because he did. 706-993-4606. 706-993-4606. We'll see what Winston does with the Buccaneers, who cut Doug Martin the other day. Signed him to all that money, and then they cut him. We'll see how that goes for the Buccaneers. I don't know if I would have cut him, but we shall see. We shall see how that works out for the Bucs. Maybe they got the draft, the combine's coming up. You're going to have the draft coming up. So maybe they feel they can do better at a lower rate. 706-993-4606 is that number to call in. Let's head on over to line number one here on the Sports Report podcast. Let me bring on my good friend from Sports Tuesday, Source Radio, Steve Manderson.
William,
how you doing, my friend?
William, how are you?
I'm doing good, man. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing fine, man. Glad to be on the show.
Thank you. Everybody needs to check out his show from yesterday. I was at work, so I can only catch the first hour. But everybody needs to check out Sports Tuesday on Blog Talk Radio every Tuesday at 6:15. He picks out.
Last night was a great show. In the first hour, I had Negro League historian Larry Lester. He was on my show 2 years ago when I do my annual tribute to Jackie Robinson. And we talked about his latest book last night, Black Baseball in New York City. Very interesting book. A lot of illustrations in the book, but it goes back to, something that I didn't realize. Black baseball from 1885 to 1959. And I'm like, wow, it goes way back. One of the first teams was the Cuban Giants. And it was a great interview. And then the second hour, I had two sports historians on. They've also been on the show before. But we talked about the black college conferences, the MEAC, the SWAC, CIAC and the CIAA, we talked about their past when they started out, what it is now in the present, and what the future holds for those conferences. And a very interesting conversation there. I'll send you the audio.
Okay, that'll work. Okay, that's what I missed. And I have some questions I wanted to ask in the first hour, but I couldn't call in. But definitely, I'm going to get that book because Larry was very thoughtful, very insightful.
Yes.
And I was very impressed with him yesterday. Very impressed with him yesterday.
Yeah, I'm telling you, there was stuff that he said when we talked about it, I didn't even know. I was like, really? I didn't know there was a Brooklyn Brown Dodgers.
Didn't know that either.
I was like, that's something else.
I didn't know that either.
And I did hear of the Black Yankees because I actually have a jacket, baseball jacket, that I've had for a few years now. But, the Black Yankees. And if I told Larry and I told my listeners last night, this is the kind of book that should be in grade schools, high schools and colleges. We, especially as African Americans, we need to know our history in sports like that.
Exactly.
That book should be in libraries So, but it was a very interesting show last night. So, the way I liked it, last night in the second hour, the two gentlemen I talked about, Ed Hayes and Ken Free. And Ken Free was the first MEAC conference commissioner.
Wow.
Back in 1978.
Wow.
And
I was 8 years old then. No. I was seven. Okay.
So they had a lot to say. With guests like that, it's easy. All you got to do is bring out the question and just let them run with it. I felt more like a mediator than anything else. But I said, that's good. Let them run. That's what I got you on the show for. Say what you got to say. You know, but it was a good show. Next week, I have a guy, his name's Kevin Wilson. He's a publicist and stuff, but he actually represented Negro League pitcher and this woman, Mamie Johnson, nicknamed Peanut. She was the first African American woman to play in the Negro League. She played for a team called the Indianapolis Clowns, and one of her teammates was the legendary Hank Aaron.
Wow.
So we'll talk about her. She passed away last month, back here a couple of months ago. But she was already, I think, in her 90s. So, and then in the second hour, I'll turn the attention to golf. I'll be interviewing Slowly, because we're going to get Avis Brown Riley. She's a golfer, female golfer, and she's an author. She wrote a book called Building of a Champion, and it's about her life. And she'll be on in the second hour. And so that show will wrap up Black History Month for Sports Tuesday. It was something that I wanted to do. I should have did it last year, but I said, you know what, let me do it this year. And yeah, it's gotten very favorable results, so I like, you know, I'll probably do it again. Yeah,
I'm glad you did that, because you know, something is about sports that we always look for hard-hitting headlines. We always look for something to talk about, but we really don't want to get into the history. And when you bring some of the patriarchs or monarchs from our side of the racial divide and highlight them and show what they have done to help sports grow into what it is now, it's always a good thing to do that. And thank you for doing it, and impressed by you doing it, because we need to know that information. I didn't know a lot of stuff I heard last night. I didn't know a lot of it, and to be able to hear, you know, my history, our history, is a great thing.
Yes, we need to know it, especially with today's youth growing up involved in sports. They need to know their history, their black history when it comes to sports. They need to know this stuff. You know, a lot of them don't know who Satchel Paige is and what he was about. A lot of them don't know the fact that Willie Mays played in the Negro Leagues, that Hank Aaron played in the Negro Leagues, and a lot of Jackie Robinson. I do the annual tribute to Jackie Robinson because people need to know what that man stood for.
Right.
Not only breaking the color barrier, but being the first black player to play in the major leagues, but what he stood for civil rights, what he stood for as a humanitarian. They need to know the magnitude of what that man was all about.
Yep.
So that's why I always... since I've been on the show, we're doing the show, I always try to do a tribute to Jackie Robinson every year. We need to know it.
We do.
People need to know it.
We do. We do.
It's all good. Now, anybody check out All-Star Weekend, NBA All-Star Weekend?
Yes, sir.
Listen, the rookies, the new format, the USA against
USA the world.
It was good for those rookies and second-year guys to get there and show themselves. My favorite is Saturday night with the skills challenge, the three-point shot. Slam dunk was a little bit better this year. Very happy for Donovan Mitchell from Utah winning the slam dunk. And it was good to see that he didn't take a lot of shots to make the one that would count.
Right.
That's what's always the thing with me. You know, you in the past, you got these guys that think they're creative, takes 5 attempts to make one good dunk, and I'm like, this is embarrassing, you know. But the skills challenge was fun, and I was very happy for Brooklyn Knicks.
Spencer Dinwiddie?
Yeah. He's an up-and-coming star for Brooklyn. He came out of the G League. So, you know, I think the way he's played, he's one that took advantage of the fact that Jeremy Lin was hurt again this year, out for the year. And sometimes when you get your opportunity, you make the best out of it, and he's making the best of it. So I'm happy for him. But he brought home the trophy. That's the only trophy the Nets are gonna showcase this year. So he'll be happy. But that's a team that you know, the way they go. They're losing games, of course, but they're developing.
Right.
And there's some players on their team that look like they have some good futures. Omari Carroll, Joe Harris, hopefully D'Angelo Russell, you know, once he's fully better, it seems like he is, will work his way back into the starting lineup. And I think with the two of them in the backcourt, I think they're going to be pretty good. They just got to get their center position straightened out. And I'm kind of concerned about that guy. And it's the fact that he and Karl Anthony Towns came into the league at the same time 3 years ago.
Right.
And Karl Anthony Towns is now an all-star this year. And Okafor is basically fighting for his career life here.
Yep.
And, it is what it is, but this is an opportunity for him to get his act together with the Nets. And if he can't make it here, then I don't know what to say about him.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
The three-point contest was wild. Some of the best three-point shooters wound up being a dud. And I'm like, oh, my God. It wasn't until that final round where they started hitting over 20, and that was only Klay Thompson, which I thought he was going to blow him away. I didn't know. I didn't understand that, but it is what it is. But that was good. Now the All-Star game itself, it was better than it was in the past.
Yep.
You know, the idea of Team LeBron and Team Stephen. I don't know if it changed much in terms of how the game was played. It seemed like it meant a lot to the players this time around, for at least trying to play some defense.
Yep.
And in the past, but those scores, like in the past, in the 190s, that's like video game type scores, you know. But it was pretty good. Now, what is your opinion of Fergie singing the national anthem?
She was terrible.
blasted her on my Facebook page, and I got a lot of people. I got a lot of negative responses from the women that getting on my case. Oh, you should give it. I thought she sang wonderful. I told one woman, you got to be out of your mind.
Let me head on over to line number two real quick. Dr. Doom, how you doing, man?
Man, I'm tired, man. I didn't understand what she was trying to do.
I don't either.
I mean,
she said in an interview she was trying. She said in an interview she was trying some different things on the, you know, on singing the anthem. No.
What did she couldn't hit those notes.
She couldn't
do it with her own group.
Yeah. That the dude we're up talking about. We're talking about.
What are we talking about, Benjamin?
We're talking about the NBA All-Star Weekend. What was your thoughts of it?
I didn't play it too, but I didn't even watch it. I mean, I was up in the Black Panther for most of the All-Star Weekend. So,
that's a good point there. That movie's something else. That's the next blockbuster.
404.
The only thing I did see some highlights from the slam dunk contest. You know, I think that. I think some bigger stars need to start showing up for these contests, you know. But, you know, people like LeBron been scared to do the dunk contest the whole time he's been in the league. But I don't want to get started on that.
You know, he ain't going to do that slam dunk. Has he ever participated in the slam dunk?
Nope.
Never.
You can't never say you're the king, dog. Anybody who was anybody participating in the slam dunk contest, I don't say Magic did, but, you know, Magic won a high flyer.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh.
You folks been, you know, the man, you know, some duels back in the day for slam dunk contest.
True that.
And I don't understand why the face of the NBA, you know, ain't never did it. Or is it beneath them?
Right. You guys,
that's a good point.
You guys,
you see them do it in a regular game, but in an exhibition like this, they refuse to do it. They leave it to like the players that normally you wouldn't even see in a game.
Right.
Yeah, like Victor Oladipo. We're like, man, you coming off the bench? How do you? It's like I already know some of these people. Now, when the White House going at it, you know, that was all right, because you know their name, there was names. So, excuse for a paycheck.
Okay, guys, we got some breaking news that just hit. Earlier today, Greg Popovich said he wasn't expecting Kawhi Leonard to play at all this year due to the fact that he was injured. Well, it just broke. Kawhi Leonard's been cleared to play, but is opting to remain out.
So what happened, though?
Kawhi Leonard's been out with an injury, a quad injury. He's been out with an injury. Yeah. That's why he hasn't been playing for the Spurs. Yeah. Well, now, a report just broke saying that Kawhi is cleared to play, but he's opting to remain out.
I think he's leaving San Antonio.
Me too.
Yeah, because Leonard and Popovich have been at odds for a while now, a good while, and it looks like it's getting uglier and uglier.
Hey, Golden State is safe. Let me stop.
You're right. Man. They'll be more than glad to take him.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
They'd be more than glad to take him. Oh yeah,
you could put Facilio on the bench. Got KD playing center.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
They'll do it. I don't know how to.
Wow.
They can afford it too.
Yep. That's true.
They can afford it too.
Oh.
Now, you guys think, while we're sticking with the NBA, do you guys think this 1-16 seed in the NBA is a good idea, or should we just leave everything as it is?
But all they need to change the playoff format.
Yeah.
Hello.
We're here.
Yep.
We're here. Go ahead, dude. We're here.
No, you saying that they need to change the playoff format? Yeah, 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 I like them to change that. Because now LeBron would be making to the finals there. That's why he the one who don't want it to change. He can sit here and launch off in the East. But now if they change it to the top 16 teams, it's going to switch up. And he won't have to play a higher seed and thing. He have to start playing teams out west. He don't want that.
I like it the way it is. You have your Eastern Conference and your Western Conference. And whoever represents the East and whoever represents the West, you play for the title. This other nonsense, it's stupid. The only thing I always say, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Right.
Okay? Plain and simple. There's nothing wrong with the format the way it is. You know? It's not going to change. It's not going to change in terms of different teams playing in the finals. It's usually going to be, right now, Golden State or either Cleveland or Boston or maybe even Toronto this year. And in the West, maybe, just maybe Houston has a shot at Golden State. But that's it. The other teams, they'll have good seasons, good enough to make the playoffs. But it's going to be the same results
for the
next few years.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Nothing will really change, even if you change that seeding. I mean, Cleveland right now, I think it'd be just off the top of my head, maybe a fifth seed, fifth or sixth seed, I think. But like I said, you only have a few good teams out there anyway. You at Cleveland.
Yeah.
You at Cleveland.
Cleveland got lucky last year. If he would have went in the first seed, he would have had to play Chicago last year.
Mm-hmm.
Chicago had Cleveland's number the whole season.
Yeah.
So again,
that's true.
That's true.
Yep. Chicago probably would have beat Cleveland last year and knocked them out. But that's, like I said, it's how you see it in the East. The East is easy. The West is kind of like more of a dog fight, but just Golden State is so much better than everybody.
Houston's gonna have to maintain that pace to keep that number one seed away from Golden State. But Houston's playing some good ball too, so let's not discount them.
There you go. Cleveland's new bench got younger, and it's gonna be interesting how they play out the rest of this season going into the playoffs because they were an old team before they made the changes.
Yep.
Now they've got Clarkson, Hood, and Larry Nance Jr.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see how it goes. I mean, you know, there's no guarantee because right now the way the Celtics are playing Toronto, they really stepped it up this year, so it's going to be tougher for Cleveland to get back to the NBA Finals this year.
You guys trust Toronto?
Huh?
You guys trust Toronto, though?
Hey,
you never know. I mean, the way they're playing this year so far, they've been consistent all year, and I don't even recall that they went into a major slump.
Nope.
And they seem like they finally got it together. The backcourt has always been good, and but now you got Sabaka. He's playing now a full season with them now, and he's giving them the rebounding that they needed. They lacked that in years past. So you never know. You never know. The Eastern Conference playoffs are going to be far interesting to me this year than the West. Basically, Golden State and Houston will most likely wind up in the Conference Finals.
Yep.
You know, it's good.
But I'll say it right here, I'm not really sold on Houston when it comes. They're going to be good in the regular season, but something happened to James Harden. Like, he gets hit by the Monstars, like I said last year.
Monstars.
That's true.
Like I said, everybody be like James Harden and all that. I still remember that game five without Kawhi Leonard. He only had to put both shots.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. That is true. That is
it's
true.
It's like everybody got short-term memory.
Yep.
I ain't never seen a meltdown like that. Ever.
That was bad. That was really bad.
Real quick, and guys.
And D'Antoni still doesn't preach defense. That is the other thing, too. You can have the greatest offense out there, but if you're giving up the same amount, they don't play defense, so you're going to wind up square one.
I'm sorry to cut you off. That's going to hurt James Harden in the playoffs, and nobody talks about this. Most of his offense is going to the free throw line. They don't call half those penalties. am I right, though?
They don't
have those penalties when he play over a little bit when he shoots. That works in the Western Hall, but not the playoffs.
You right.
That's another reason he's gained strength in the postseason.
You right.
Because he don't go to the line 20 times.
You right.
No, they don't. You right. They do, and that's a problem there, too. They don't put teams in foul trouble. Especially key players. You need to get key players out of the game, the star players. And they don't do that. You gotta go to the line a certain amount of times. That is true.
And that's the key to beating Golden State. If you get to the line 30 times, there's already been 10, you're gonna beat them. But I don't see that happening for maybe one game. Probably about mid-March, Golden State might flip the switch. You know what I'm saying? They start playing harder.
Right.
And get dialed in.
But
I just think, huh?
Matter of fact, let me head over. Uh-oh. Let me head over to line number three, my good friend Rage. Rage, how you doing, man?
I got a question.
Sure.
Does the NCAA think they're the Men in Black or some shit?
they do dumb shit like that all the time, Ray.
Yeah.
They did it with
Penn State. Okay. Here's what I'm saying. Vacating wins probably might have worked before computers and books and newspapers and all of that shit.
Before social media. Before social media.
Yeah, before social media and all of that shit. We're in the year 2018. So unless you got a fucking denormalizer on you, I remember in 2013 watching that game.
Yep.
I remember taking work off to watch that game because I take the Monday National Championship games very seriously because I'm a college basketball fan. So I remember watching that game. So as long as that game is implanted in my skull, and as long as I can search Louisville 2013 National Champions on Google Image Search, they're the 2013 National Champions. They went to the 2012 Final Four. They went there. Ain't nothing you can do, ain't nothing you can say that can tell me that they didn't.
I got one more better for you, Ray.
What?
Are they going to take back the national championship, Ray?
They already did.
Hey, Kevin Ware said he ain't giving it up. He ain't giving it up. So what you going to do?
Unless it was cheating on the field, you can't take the kids' wins. That's why I had an issue with went down with Penn State.
Right.
They were taking back wins to kids that didn't even have that to do with the thing.
Yep.
And let me tell you something. If the NCAA asks for the rings, I hope they don't give it to them. I hope they tell Mark Emmert to go fuck himself. And they think. I hope they tell him to go fuck himself with a fucking. Because after all that hard work, you think I'm going to give up my ring? Please.
It makes no sense. That whole thing made no sense whatsoever. You're punishing me.
I got one better. Are they going to take back Michigan State? Didn't Michigan State win the national championship a few years back?
Yeah.
So they're going to take that back because of the basketball, like I said, it gets retarded.
They choose
athletic directors. You see what I'm saying?
The NCAA.
Yo, they're even taking back their 2012 Final Four appearance. Mm-hmm. Like, that doesn't make any sense to me.
No. Yeah. None.
They're trying to
twist and watch. Exactly. This ain't the WWE.
Exactly.
Like, this is not a situation where
title reign.
Let me ask you guys this question. Do you think this hurts the legacy of Rick Pitino?
No.
I
know Rick Pitino has something to do with this. I think he knew, but my thing is that what school in this country is not going to do something a little shady to get the top all-American kids to come to their school?
Everybody doing
what school is not doing that?
Everybody is doing
that. I got another thing. They were talking about Louisville. Is this with the FBI case? Because people are going to jail.
Rick Pitino didn't get fired for this particular reason. He got fired for the FBI case. He didn't get fired on the basis of the scandal, which I still think he knew about, because it happened in the dormitories that's 300 feet away from his office. He had to have known.
Yeah,
of course.
I'm not gonna fault him, because he's playing the exact same game that every other Division I school in the country is playing.
He was just playing.
Wait till that stuff come out for Alabama. Oh, they're gonna be.
Explain that to me. Explain how Alabama can get the best fucking players to come to their fucking school. Explain how they could constantly win. You're telling me Nick Saban isn't doing anything a little shady? Just a little bit? Let me tell you something. This is why I have so much respect for John Calipari. Because not only did John do shady shit, he basically put it out there that he's doing shady shit. He's playing the game.
I'm going to take a very non-PC thing, and the views and all opinions of Dr. Doom is out of the Rainy Network. All this is because the Jump Off wanted to write a book. So let's not get it straight. Nobody would have known nothing about this scandal or whatever if the new girl started opening her mouth up about her being, you know, she followed the superhead thing. I'm sorry I had to go a little
PC. I agree.
She tried to get paid. So, this stuff happens all the time. Right. I'm just from an era when freaks just kept their mouth shut. Now, I'm sorry that if it's...
Now they're writing books. You know what? This is why I think we need... Remember that Dave Chappelle bit that he did on the Chappelle Show? The fucking confidentiality agreement.
Yeah.
I think we need the confidentiality agreement. Because paid hoes is talking and they getting paid and they're bringing everybody down, but they're just hoes.
I'm going to tell you something else too. And I'm going to tell you something else too that Stephen A. brought up earlier, and I agree with. They got Rick, but in order for Rick to get off, he's going to start singing like a bird and turn everybody else in. Everybody else getting told in. He's going to be college basketball's first Jose Canseco. The first one.
If he's going down,
everybody going down. Yeah, he's going to be singing like a bird, man. Just to free himself.
Well, what I'm saying is, think about it. This stuff is going on for about 100 years.
Yeah.
This is give or take that you'd have just freaks and all this other stuff.
Why you think you get all these movies showing that?
Yeah. Now people want to start talking about they personalize. That's why, like, I try not to talk about what I do, my private business, because that's private.
Right.
So people want to make it public because you can make money off it. If you couldn't make no money off it, you wouldn't have said nothing.
Right.
We just live in this day and age now that gossip sells.
Yep.
So if I'm a rich person and I had an affair with a jump wall, the jump wall could get paid $50,000 for an interview. You don't think they're going to sit here and put their business out there for money and fame? That's where we're at right now. So, hey, screw.
All right.
This is why we need the confidentiality agreement. If you gonna be a hoe, I don't want my business out there.
In the street.
I don't need you trying to bring me down so you can make a quick buck. I'm paying you enough money as it is. Shut your mouth and be a hoe.
That may sound misogynist
to a few people, but look.
And you go back to different cases. What happened to Jameis Winston?
Yeah.
He was messing around with quarterbacks in the SEC. That's what I'm saying. I have fun, man. It's just we're being a little too PC about this stuff and just really calling out what it is. You know, somebody's feelings will get hurt. But it goes to now they're trying to show this dude's legacy for stuff that happens anyway. Again, if this lady would never open her mouth for anybody known again.
Nope.
This goes back.
It wasn't like she came out and was speaking against it. She came out with a book of what she did. That's not bringing awareness to that. That's just trying to capitalize on money.
Right.
This goes back to what I said from a few months ago. None of this would be happening if the employees were paid for their work.
It'd be even worse if they were paying.
I don't think so.
Because you had these giant D1 powerhouse in school paying double what they are. So, like I said, they get money in stipends, but what everybody's forgetting and what kills me is none of these kids are going to school for education. It's just sport. And
that's unfair. That's unfair. Because you have some kids out there that know they're not NBA prospects. And so they have, but if they know they're not NBA prospects, you know, they still want to play ball, but they also get an education. So now all of them are like, G League is around. Right.
This is why LeVar Ball is trying to start his little league. Because he is trying to pay these kids that want to play ball so they can get to the NBA level.
But not everybody is going to go to the NBA. Exactly.
That's a false dream.
But that's what I'm saying. You have a lot of players out there.
But I know nobody, not everybody's going to go to the NBA. But it's like, if you're not good in the NBA, if you get to the G League, right? And you realize that you're not as good as you think you are, then you leave. That's it.
And like I said, I think
you would have made some money.
And a lot of players already know we're in the college.
I'm like this race because I'm back in college right now. I'm trying to finish up my bachelor's degree. Dude, these dudes getting a free education. You know how much education at each school? And they got people doing their schoolwork. So you can't be there for 3 years, 4 years to get you a degree.
But let me counter you on this, dude. Let me counter you on this. The cost of education is nowhere near the money that school is making off that player. Particularly when you're talking about football, or particularly when you're talking about basketball. The cost, maybe not so much in baseball, but in your two major sports, football and basketball, they're making far more money for that school than what they're kicking out in education.
And see, everybody else is just talking about football and basketball, but I don't hear nobody else talking about the wrestling program.
The only reason why people don't talk about none of that is because they're not your primary income sports. Well, they're not your primary income sports.
In the region.
Right, it depends on
school. Wrestling program is big. Like I said, in hockey, we're just in areas that football and basketball team. You go somewhere else, baseball, hockey might be king of soccer. So again, it's in certain regions, and that's what that sells, somewhat tickets. But let's not get it twisted. The players are not the reason you go to an Ohio State game. It's the football team and the prestige they built. It's always going to be Ohio State fans. I don't care if they quarterback All-America this year. Those fans are still going to be Ohio State fans, give them a dive. So I hate when these college players think they're bigger than the brand. The brand is bigger than the player. Unless you're a transcendent player, like Deion Sanders or Ron Simmons at Florida State that they retired jersey.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very rare thing that happens at certain schools.
I see what you're saying, but to me, it's like I see it as like the school is making an ass load of money off of.
I don't like the way the NCAA does stuff. It's like a monopoly,
okay. Wait a minute, Doom. Let me ask you a question. How much is the highest scholarship you can get?
I don't know. You have to look at it. It depends on what school you go to. Because you're looking at that. Wamsi was on the Harvard football team. They suck. Wamsi's full ride was like $200,000 a year for scholarship.
I'm asking that because I feel like there's only so much our scholarship can give. Like, the highest I've ever heard is like $100,000.
Oh yeah, that's room,
but,
board, food, and they get a stipend.
But here's my thing though. But here's my thing though.
Get like $1,000 a month to go to school.
That's $100,000 for a scholarship. Meanwhile, the NCAA pulls in billions and billions and billions a year off of that kid's back and off of TV contracts. But and off of the conferences.
Yep.
Rings. They get everything paid for. And they get $1,000 a month.
That's a new one.
They get everything else.
That's a new one. has anyone else heard of players getting... I've never heard of a player getting a stipend.
Me either.
I've never heard of that. I'm going to have to let that one out.
I'll go confirm it, but you know what I'm saying? I've talked to people who's college players. They get like a stipend, to make sure they get stuff.
Steve, did you hear? Steve, have you ever heard that before? A player's getting a stipend. I've never heard of that before.
I just approve because I know some people that play college ball and stuff. But also they get food, they get tutors, they get everything. So
there's
like
a difference in food between
stuff.
You getting what you want and what you get in the cafeteria. There's a difference.
Yo, if that's the case, you'd be hearing that shit on Sports Center.
Right.
You would. That's right.
Dude, they wouldn't tell everything that happens on it. If people got attendance, they're not going to talk about it. But I'll try to get some confirmation on, college players getting stipend.
I got
to
let that one know because I've never heard that before. Never. Never. Mm-hmm. If that's the case, then why would the case some years back, I think one of the O'Banion brothers.
Come on with Johnny Manziel.
No, one of the O'Banion brothers was trying to sue EA Sports to get money off his likeness. So I don't understand if you're getting the stipend, why would you take it to that point?
That was greed. I mean, it was the numbers.
Greed. My likeness and my jersey number are on all those games. Why shouldn't I get paid?
Yeah.
For that.
Who was on the cover of those games? It was somebody who left college the year before, right? So they could pay him, right?
Yeah.
So who did you know who was on Middle Tennessee State in college football as they started running back? Nobody knew them. They didn't even have names and numbers. You had to fill that in. They had the numbers of the positions and stuff, but it was not like likenesses. It wasn't names. Huh?
Okay, look. All right. Now, fair enough. But if I go look at that player up close and whatever, and then I see my number, and I see I see basically an avatar that looks somewhat like me.
But
yeah, if that character that they put in that game looks something like me, if it looks even 80% like me, I want money.
And if not,
is my likeness.
And if not,
they're
like
using it, my number and somebody that looks like me.
And it's not like you can't pull up a roster and see who number and the name attached to it. It ain't like you can't do that.
It's the same thing with WWE games. It's the same thing with any other sports game.
Right.
Their likeness is being used, therefore they are entitled to some compensation.
Did they scan any of these college players? No. They made a random person with a generator with a generic look. And it's, huh?
I disagree.
I mean, when's the last time we had a college game?
I can't remember.
I think it's been about going on 10 years we had it.
I had NCAA 06 for Xbox, the football.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of the Florida Gators, so I always use the Florida Gators. I saw a person that looked probably 75 to 80% like Tim Tebow. That's all I'm saying.
You know, that, and that's the thing that gets me.
But who lost at the end of the day?
Real quick, the last college football game that came out was NCAA Football 14.
Okay.
That was the last one.
It's been a hot minute, though.
I think they stopped producing basically from the lawsuits.
Right. That was the last one that came out. And to me, it's Denard Robinson was the cover athlete for that game. So,
yeah.
I remember last tonight when John Oliver did a bit about it.
All right, let's go ahead and move into some other issues here. Good talk, though. Good talk. I like that. Good talk. The Steelers, are they making a mistake by putting the franchise tag on Le'Veon Bell again?
Yes, they are.
They better get lucky. I'm sorry, Mike Tomlin got to go.
That
damn locker room is starting to fall apart. They got too much talent to be coming up short all the damn time.
Steve, let me hear from you, man. You think the Steelers making a mistake by putting the franchise tag on Le'Veon Bell?
I think they are. That makes me think that they do not value him as much as they should.
Well, running back kind of lost their value in this kind of NFL.
Exactly. And that's exactly why.
What you think, Steve?
That's exactly why.
What you think, Steve?
Well, you're talking about
Le'Veon Bell, the Steelers putting the franchise tag back on him. You think that's a mistake?
I think so. Yeah. I think so. Because right now, he's still a major work in progress. And I don't think that that's a good idea. That might blow up in Magic's face.
Now, not Lonzo. We're not talking about Lonzo. We're talking Le'Veon Bell from the Steelers.
Oh, him?
Yeah.
Ooh, no. He's not ready at all.
They want to put the franchise tag back on him again. And the only reason why they're doing it because they gave Antonio Brown all that money. And then you talk about, and then you talking about Ben Roethlisberger come back playing another two. He ready going to play another 2 years. You got to pay him too.
Did they sign Antonio Brown to a long term deal?
Yeah.
Then they definitely don't value Le'Veon Bell.
Nope.
No.
Not at all. Not at all. Now, let's go on to the other side of the spectrum and talk about a quarterback. Andrew Luck started throwing footballs again this week. Will he be ready for next year?
Andrew Luck should have left Indianapolis yesterday. I'm going to say it like Max Kellerman did. Left yesterday. Last year. The year before that. hours ago, a minute ago, leave the Colts.
Who said that about Luck?
Can number one on Andrew Luck?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm sorry, man, but I'm starting to look at him as a bust, though.
No, 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 no,
no. Don't do that.
He was nowhere near a bust. And yo, and all of his troubles are not his fault. They are all on the
Colts. I'm talking about injury related. Oh, but that's what I'm talking about.
No.
He was unprotected.
Else, it don't help when your offensive line sucks.
Hey, I don't care. I don't care. They say he is the next phone, so he can't even play a whole season.
Wait a second.
Go ahead, man.
How is it not the Colts' fault? Yo, they did not put a formidable. They did not put a formidable offensive line on for him.
What'd you say, Steve?
He could have been like Tony Romo.
What'd you say, Steve?
He don't get the stands on offensive line.
You hit it right on the head. His injury stemmed from all the sacks that he. That was averaging over 50 sacks a year.
Yep.
That's going to take a toll on you. And right now, the way I see things with Luck, I don't see him ever being the same again. I mean, his career is going to be very, very short at this point. And unless you
all those guys that came out, like Grayson and all these other dudes, if you don't get done in Fitzgerald, they'd be like, oh, Andrew Luck is great. He ain't quit the last 2-3 years.
It's all the Colts' fault.
But again, if I had got hurt one season, I would have been in the all season. I'm not going to come back if I ain't going to put in there. Tony Romo did.
He
got beat up. Dallas had a decent offensive line, and he's just too beat up at the end.
To me, he need to get the hell up out of Dodge, just like Aaron Rodgers.
Yes, he does.
Just like Aaron Rodgers.
If that GM and that owner cannot put a team around him to protect him and win, he should leave. Same as Aaron Rodgers.
It's the truth. It is the truth. And it was a smart decision by Peyton Manning back then to leave the Colts after his neck injuries because of he
has big cut Peyton Manning.
This team, a couple years ago, went to the AFC Championship game.
Yep.
Since then, I'm sorry. All of his problems are on the Colts. All of it. Like, it's the same situation that I see with, like, Robert Griffin III. Like, they fucked him up. And for his troubles, he got fucking traded. It's not, like,
well,
it's the amount of...
Archie
thought
first problem, he needed to learn how to slide.
Yeah, exactly. I have said many times when he first came into the league and after he tore the knee up in his rookie year, I said when he comes back, he has to learn to be more of a pocket passer and stop doing all that running. A lot of that running is so unnecessary with him. It's like as soon as he gets the snap,
yes,
he takes off.
Yes.
You can't do that. You got to be able to operate in the pocket. And the perfect example, that's how he broke his ankle. Running, coming out of the pocket, and he broke his ankle. And now look at him. He's not. I don't think he's on anybody's roster going into this next season.
He'd be in the XFL.
Exactly. He'll be in the XFL.
Yeah.
Or the Canadian League.
Yeah.
Oh, if I was Vince, I would pick up every fucking outcast.
He need to get RG3. He need to get RG3. He need to get Menzel.
Get Tebow.
Let's not talk
about
Tebow.
Oh, God.
Let's not talk about Tebow trying to play baseball.
I don't see a future with him with that either.
This is the last time I'm gonna say it to you, pack of Tebow haters. This dude took a team that sucked, and went on a win streak, took the team to the playoffs, and beat the number one defense at the time. You're telling me that dude does not deserve a chance in the NFL. I don't care if he... I do not care if you think he can't throw. Because I think he can throw.
Let me ask you a question, though, Rage.
Well, Coach Darth Vader messed his career
Let me ask you a question, though, Rage. Let me ask you a question, though, Rage. It's not what you did at the start. It's the whole package. What did he do after that? A bunch of nothing.
He got screwed. Okay,
what
number
did he
one.
Do after that, he went a bunch of nothing.
Number one, he went to the, first of all, the Broncos royally fucked him over because they wanted Peyton Manning and they got Peyton Manning.
How you fight him over? You released Tim Tebow for the greatest regular season quarterback of all time.
If you
that's regular season. Okay, that damn last
enough. Fair enough. He goes to the Jets
back then and played quarterback.
He goes to the Jets, doesn't play a snap, gets screwed. They bring him into New England to try and back up, and he doesn't get a good chance, and he doesn't get a fair chance at it. Because they probably didn't they have Ryan Mallett at the time?
I think they did.
So he probably wasn't gonna make it. But let me ask you this question, right? Let's say Tim Tebow was in Colin Kaepernick's shoes right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Any of those players that got signed before Colin Kaepernick, you're telling me that any of those players that got signed before him, you're telling me you wouldn't put Tebow in any of those same positions?
Not me.
Really? Really?
Because you have to because you have to remember one
Colin Kaepernick is blackballed out of the league.
But you
right?
But you have to remember one thing.
Hear me out real quick.
Okay.
So
Colin Kaepernick blackballed. He just can't play.
No, he can play. They just won't sign him.
Yeah, because he's blackballed
from the league, right?
Hold up.
You're telling me you wouldn't put Tebow in that same position that all the backups were signed?
Hold on, Rage. Let's hear him out.
Hey, if Geno Smith could get a damn NFL contract, Tim Tebow could have damn still been in the league. Mm-hmm. Now I want to see somebody try to argue with that.
But my thing is... because we talked about Tebow. My thing is, you gotta look at A, you gotta look at the whole body of work, and B, ain't too many teams go change their whole offensive philosophy for you.
Of course, and
that's what Denver did with Tebow. And then
NFL coaches are punks.
I mean, it's just the fact. Now Kaepernick's a different story, but. Nah. Kaepernick's done.
Tebow is a dude that can really rally the troops, and he finds ways to win. You're telling me that dude also can't get a job, right? That dude. I hope you know what.
But also,
I pray
they could develop.
I'm not religious, but I'm praying Tebow makes it to the majors. I hope he makes it to the majors because he is going to prove. All y'all motherfuckers wrong.
That's a different sport.
I don't think he has what it takes to be a major league baseball player. What? I don't think so.
I thought the Mets owner said that he was going to play this year.
That's what he said.
Go to the Mets. Come on. Look at the Mets. They're desperate for people. Okay? So, of course, they're going to build him up.
So why does it work?
Tebow's a very nice guy. I get it. You know, very likable.
It's not about him being a nice guy, though. Well, it's not about him being a nice guy. He's a damn good athlete.
I'm just saying he can't play now.
Physically, yes, he's a good athlete. Physically, talent wise, no.
Oh my God! Y'all are really? Y'all, are you? He has no talent. He has no talent.
Give me 1 second, guys. Go ahead, talk about yourself. Give me 1 second.
Does Ryan Fitzpatrick have talent?
What is it about Tebow that you love so much?
I just like that he is. He's a fantastic guy. He is a fantastic guy. I think a highly underrated athlete.
Oh, I'm gonna get somebody killed that logic this year in the Super Bowl. Didn't everybody say that Nick Foles was garbage?
Well, Nick Foles is far better quarterback than Keenan Allen.
No, I'm just saying. Before he won it, before they went on that run, they said that Nick Foles was not that good of a quarterback. What happened to that Jeff Fisher? What did Peterson do this year? He sat back and looked at the tape and see what made Nick Foles good and looked what made him good and used that as his strength.
People slept on Case Keenum. Now look, on Case Keenum. Now look at him. People slept on Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins now is probably the hottest free agent in the NFL right now.
Yeah, right now, yeah, of course.
He's a hero in Philly.
Yeah. But they should keep. They're probably going to end up keeping both of those boys, man, him and Wentz. Because rumors come.
Yeah, but you know what? When we don't know when Wentz is coming back. Because he tore his meniscus and his ACL.
Yeah.
His time frame is anywhere from a year to 14 months
to come back.
He's not gonna start next season, so you got to keep Foles there. Yep. And you know, if they get off to a good start, then the decision has to be made. I mean, true, it is Wentz's team, but what Foles did in the Super Bowl was show the other teams around the league that he can still be a good starting quarterback.
And it also shows, to both of you guys' point, that you don't have to necessarily have to have a superstar quarterback to win.
You gotta have the right system.
Yeah.
And he has to have faith.
Exactly. So it doesn't necessarily
mean. A lot of these other coaches, good defensive coaches, but these guys don't know. A lot of these coaches are used to having guys that are already established.
Right.
Like a Brady.
Y'all are
you know, he can make these throws and stuff. The test of a medal is that you get the guy to work with your system, or you build your system around his strength.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Like
William. Hey, William, who's your backup?
In Philly?
No, and for the New Orleans Saints.
Oh. We don't have a backup right now because we released him.
You have a backup?
We don't have one right now because we released him.
Okay, would you put Tebow in there as your backup?
Hell no.
You're full of shit.
Hell no.
Look, let me ask you.
The disparity between Drew Brees and Tim Tebow is so great. How can you make that work?
You really make me sick. You really. Dr. Doom, who's your backup?
For who?
Your team.
I think Colt McCoy.
Would you take Tebow over him?
I'm third string. Hell, some games, hell yeah.
You would take Tebow as a third string quarterback over Colt fucking McCoy? Are you crazy? What has Colt McCoy done that is better than Tim Tebow?
Hey, listen here, Rage. This is the logic I'm about to throw. What was that year that Seattle beat the hell out of Denver?
2000 and that was 2015, Super Bowl 46, I think.
They had Tim Tebow that year.
I believe so. Yeah, because they would have had they would have probably won that Super Bowl with Tim Tebow instead of Peyton fucking Manning. They probably wouldn't have. If the Broncos would have lost, they would have probably lost by at least three. But no.
How you gonna say Tim Tebow can beat the Legion of Boom?
Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning
the quote unquote greatest quarterback who ever lived. They couldn't beat the Legion of Boom. What makes me think Tebow could do it? Because he beat the then number one defense in the league in the Pittsburgh Steelers.
A dead clock is right twice a day. That was the
he wouldn't have gave up.
Yeah, like yeah, Calvin. When he threw that touch, when he threw that one touchdown pass in over in overtime to beat them, that was a great fucking day for me.
And my bad, our backup quarterback. And my bad.
These motherfuckers on the phone over here saying that Tebow can't throw.
And on my bad. And my bad. Our backup quarterback is Chase Daniels. My bad.
He's just not accurate. He's not accurate.
Okay. He can improve. That's the thing. But no team wanted to give him that chance to improve.
Oh, by the way.
I mean, that last Super Bowl, Peyton Manning was throwing ducks.
Oh, by the way, the Saints back.
I would rather have Tebow backing me up than Brian Hoyer.
Oh, yeah. Hoyer is bad. I'll give you the back credit. He is bad.
By the way, the Saints backup quarterback is Chase Daniels. I thought we released him, but he's still with us. And no, I would still take Chase Daniels over Tim Tebow. Just saying.
Really make us
sick. I'm with the Stephen A. Smith question.
Just saying.
Jay Cutler or Tim Tebow?
You know what? Just because Jay Cutler is so bad, I'll take Tim Tebow. At least Tebow is a leader of men. Jay Cutler ain't the leader of nothing.
Over 80% of the starters and back.
The leader of nothing. Jay Cutler is pathetic. He is pathetic, and he should have never got brought back to the league in the first place.
I'll take Tebow or Kaepernick against 80% of the starters and the backups in the league.
80%? Hold up, dog. The only one you might have, the only two you might have a case with. Any Cleveland quarterback and Blake Bortles. That's it.
So I'm not. First of all, that's where you fucked up, because to me, Tebow or Kaepernick is better than Tyrod Taylor. They're both better.
They're both better than
Sam Bradford. They're both better than a Dan Orlovsky.
The backup from Minnesota.
Teddy Bridgewater. Yes. What has he done?
You about crazy.
Well, he threw that damn bomb Hail Mary to win the game. The Saints. Will didn't want to bring that up. I'm sorry.
You want to know what makes both of them better than Teddy Bridgewater? At least they have. They have played.
Don't bring Teddy Bridgewater in this.
Teddy Bridgewater came back
from a horrific injury.
Colin Kaepernick has playoff wins. Tim Tebow has a playoff win. What has Teddy Bridgewater done since he's been drafted?
He had a chance.
He got hurt. He almost lost his leg.
And don't talk about Tyrod Taylor either, because Tyrod, if you go look back, he's got one of the best completion percentage out there.
What about Geno Smith?
Okay, he's trash.
That's another one. He is trash.
Yeah, he's trash.
I don't know who's worse. Him or Tebow.
Each guy on the phone right now would say that they would take Geno Smith over like Colin Kaepernick or like Tim Tebow.
I wouldn't.
Geno Smith needs to drive off a cliff.
I'll take Tebow over Geno.
What about Brandon Weeden? What about Blaine Gabbert? What about them?
You might have a point, or Paxton Lynch. You don't know enough
or
about Lynch
Christian
yet.
Hackenberg.
You don't know enough about Lynch yet. You don't know enough about Paxton
I'll
Lynch
catch
yet.
I'll next Monday, man.
All right, man. Good talk to you, man. All
right.
You see the point I'm making here?
You don't know enough about, but you don't know enough about Paxton Lynch yet. Not yet.
Mm-hmm.
Next year or so, if that's the case, then, you know, we'll go for it. But until then, you know, let's see what Lynch can
Fitzpatrick.
Do.
Ryan Fitzpatrick had one good season in his career. One good season.
All right. It is 9:21, folks.
That's what I thought.
Some of those guys I will take Tebow against, but I won't say 80% of the league. That's for sure. Maybe 30 or 35, but I wouldn't say, because not all bad quarterbacks in the league are truly bad. So, you know, maybe 30, 35% of the league, I would take Tebow or Kaepernick over him. So, all right. Steve, man, yeah, what you got?
William, your hate for Tebow is really starting to sicken me. Really sick of the move.
Steve, what
I understand that you're a potato, but you really have no reason to hate Tim Tebow.
Steve, what you got coming up on your show next week one more time?
Next week, I'll have publicist. His name is Kevin Wilson. And he and him will be talking about the late Mammy Peanut Johnson, who was one of the first female Black pitchers in the Negro League. She played for the Indianapolis Clowns, which her teammate was Hank Aaron. So we'll talk about her career in the Negro League. And in the second hour, I have an art sports author who's also a golfer. Her name is Avis Brown Riley. The book is called Building of a Champion. It's the story of her life as a African-American female golfer. So it should be a good show next week.
And what's the number everybody can call in, listen to your show?
Okay, it's 619-924-0933.
BlogTalkRadio.com/sourceradio
You can check it out.
All right, guys. Everything we got coming up on Rant and Radio this week, very, very quickly. Got a new episode of Rant and Wrestling that should be done tonight. It'd be tomorrow. You get a new episode of Rant and Wrestling, followed by Turnbuckle Throwbacks Live with Phil Ray and Choppy. Then Sunday, you have the What Are You Ruling Comic Book Show with Surfer, who didn't call in tonight. Surfer, I'm forever mad at you. Then Monday night, we'll be back on our regular day and time. Monday night, 11:15 p.m. Eastern, right here on Rant EM Radio. Rage, you got anything coming up? Anything you want to promote before we get out of here, my friend?
I ain't got squats to promote. If you want to follow me on Twitter, you're welcome to do so. What's that? Full of sarcasm.
Steve, you got a Twitter you want to put out down there? Steve, you got a Twitter you want to put out, my friend? You have a Twitter?
No.
He might be gone. Steve, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
You got a Twitter you want to put out there real quick before we go?
No, I don't have a Twitter.
Okay. Hey, I know a lot of people that don't have Facebook, so, you know.
Facebook stinks. Facebook, now all of a sudden you can't post an opinion on Facebook. Facebook stinks.
I mean, if you do put an opinion out there, so people might cut you out, like some of these Dallas Cowboy fans.
Can't post an opinion on Facebook because people will get butthurt and report you.
Yeah, or they'll reply back and cuss you out. There was a post I saw one of the groups that says Des Bryant still a top receiver, and I said Des Bryant is not a top receiver anymore. Man,
well, he ain't.
No,
he ain't.
No, he fails to get separation at times, and he can only run. He do either go up and get it or over the shoulder catch. If he ain't doing either one of those,
my friends at work is a super cowboy fan. A super cowboy fan. He gets angry when I say that Julian Edelman is better than Dez Bryant, which he is. Julian Edelman.
He is now.
He really is now. He's been better.
You wouldn't have said that 2 years ago. You wouldn't have said that 2 or 3 years ago. When Dez was at his best, he was elite.
How many rings does Dez have?
Are you losing it by rings or player talent? Because if that's the case, you know good and well Edelman's got the better quarterback.
Edelman has two rings. Two of them?
Steve, talk to your boy, Steve. It's not all about the rings. It's the player talent.
Oh, God.
Good grief. Dez Bryant, three. 3-4 years ago, Dez Bryant was
Calvin Johnson don't got a ring, but Calvin Johnson
3-4 years
head and shoulders better than Dez Bryant.
3-4 years ago, Dez was a top talent. Do we all agree?
Yeah, 4 years ago.
3-4 years ago, he was a top talent. He's not that talent now. So you're gonna have to get that man. That man gonna have to take a pay cut.
So how is he one of the? So how is he one of the top receivers in the league?
He's not.
Antonio Brown's better than him.
Yeah, he's not now. He's not now. But he's not now. But a Dallas Cowboy fan would tell you that he is.
I mean, he's better than him. Edelman's better than him. Julio Jones is better than him.
Yeah.
Who else? There are a ton that are better than Dez Bryant. He's not one of the top receivers.
I think what Dez needs to do is get out of Dallas and play for another coach who might be able to use him a little bit better.
Who's gonna take him at his age?
I don't know, but he'll have to take a pay cut too.
Or he could just play. Or he could just go and play for Vince.
Rage won't put anybody in XFL. All right, guys.
Get all the money you want.
All right, guys. Thank you, Steve. Thank you for being with me, man. I appreciate it.
Rather, thank you, man. It was fun.
Thank you, man. I'll
talk to you soon.
All right, man. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Rage, my friend. Rage, my friend. Thank you for calling in, man. I appreciate you as always.
Fuck you and all your Tim Tebow haters. I'm gonna learn someday. I have spoken.
We shall see. All right.
I'll talk to y'all later.
Appreciate you, man. For everybody here at Randy AM Radio, thank you guys for joining me tonight. Special primetime edition of Sports Report. We'll be back next week, 11:15 p.m. Eastern, right here on Randy AM Radio. Everybody, please take care.